Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding a Dmai Daf Ayin Beis and the Oiz V'Hadar edition, Perek Shvi, in the middle of Aloch Avov, starting the fourth line from the top of the Amud. So we learned in the Mishnah that a person says that the maestress of the first basket, he wants to do it in the second basket. And then he wants to be mafresh maestress of the second basket on its own basket. So says the Gemara, Amad V'Yisri V'Ocharino Alo Rishoyno Oiver Be'ese. On the first one, he's doing it two maestros, and he's doing it before he's doing Trumas maestros. He's doing maestro rishon. The right order is you do maestro rishon, you take a Trumas maestro out of the maestro rishon, and then you do maestro sheni. But he was doing the two maestros before he's doing maestro rishon. So he's over on an essay. Because there's an essay on Truma called reishi. It should be first. So the Trumas maestro should come before maestro sheni. He's over an essay. Now in the second basket, he's taking out the Maaser Rishon and Sheni of the first before he's taking out the Maaser Rishon and Sheni of second. So here he's magdim the Maaser Sheni of the first before he's doing Maaser Rishon of the second. So even though it's not for the same basket, but at the end of the day, he's doing Maaser Sheni before Maaser Rishon, and doing that is a lav. The lav is So in the second basket, he's over. First of all, he's doing the Maaser Sheni before Trumas Maaser, the same we did the first. And in addition, he's doing the Maaser Sheni of the first before Maaser Rishon of the second, and he's over a lot. That's what the Gemara says. So that's the Gemara again. What he's doing for the first basket, he's over an essay of taking Maaser Sheni before Trumas Maaser. He's over two things. Essay of taking Trumas Maaser after the Maaser Sheni, and Loisa said that he's taking Maaser Sheni of the first for Maaser Rishon of the second. And that's what the Gemara explains. So that's what Reb Chaim says, meaning he missed the Trumas Maaser. And he's missing Trumas Maaser. He's magdin the Maaser Sheni of the first basket before the Maaser Rishon of the second basket. Now back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, so when a person says, I want to have the maestros of the first basket and the second basket, and the second basket on the first basket, it doesn't work. Why not? Because once he made the maestros of the first basket and the second basket, so the first basket is mesukan. You can't use peiros mesukanim for maestro on the second. So you can't, it doesn't work. The first one works, the second doesn't. But if he does it on one shot, then it does work. So something more, the fact that you're telling me, that when you do it in two stages, it doesn't work because he didn't do it in one shot. That goes like her mayor. Omar Blazo der Meir. Der Meir Omar in Atoifis Ella Rishon Rishon Bilvat. Der Meir is the one who says, you always Toifis Lashon Rishon. That's the language of the Gemara and the Bavli. What is Toifis Lashon Rishon? If a person said two sentences, I take seriously only the first, I disregard the second. So even though here he said, I want to do the first in the second, and the second in the first, you don't look at it as becoming in one shot. You look at it doing it in two stages. So when he does the first and the first basket is mesukan. Now they want to do the second and the first, it's too late. The first one is mesukan. He has to do it in one sentence, as the Mishnah says, both together. Where is Ramir? Says the Gemara, Taman Tanino, that's the Mishnah there. Harei zu tumuras oilu v'tumuras shlamim. He looks at an animal and says, this will be tumura. Tumura means I'm exchanging this animal for a carbon. You're not supposed to do it, but it does work. And when an animal is exchanged, if exchanged for carbon oilo, it becomes a din of oilo. If exchanged for shlamim, it becomes a din of shlamim. What happens if he says, I want it to be an exchange for oilo and an exchange for shlamim? So I raise it to his oilo, divrei Ameir. Ameir says, you take only his first sentence seriously, you listen to Lashon Rishon, said oilo, it's not shlamim. There Rabbi Yossi argues on Ameir, and Rabbi Yossi says, what do you want him to do? He wants to say both. How can he say both? So if you don't have any other choice, you say don't tefois lishon rishon or tefois lashon achron. You say both. This animal will be half oilo, half shlamim. That's the machloekus over there. So says the Gemara Nana with base. Omar Abiyasi, Risi the Amoyro, having Savrin Neymar, we thought of saying, Ma pligi Rameir Rabbon. What's the machloekus Rameir Rabbon? La'achlik kadei dibur. That's only after kadei dibur. Meaning, if he had a big gap, he said, this is oilo. Then he waited to the time of Turke de Dibur, which is a time for a person to say, Shaloi Malecho Rabbi, hi my Rebbe. So you wait that gap, so it's a new sentence. So then, Rameir holds, you take seriously only his first sentence. Rameir holds, you still take seriously both sentences. Aval, but Turke de Dibur. But if it is Torah Kedibur, it's said right away, there's no machlekes. There a mayor will agree that you could change your mind because he said it Torah Kedibur. Says the Gemara, no. The fact we said that our Mishnah is a mayor, Adomro that says, Afil Torah Kedibur ain't a chuzaboy. Even Torah Kedibur, he can't change his mind. Because in our Mishnah is Torah Kedibur. How do we know that? Because look at the Hemshech of the Mishnah. Timastiso Masriseim Maestros Kalkolo Bechaverto Koroshem. When the Mishnah said, what would be the way to do both Maestros together? If he said, Kalkolo Bechaverto Koroshem, he said, I want it to be one basket or another. In one shot, both baskets are done together. He said it in one line, in one sentence. Rishikovishtishim was Kachas. Because he did it in one sentence. Hazeh Hazeh, but if he does it one after another, then you say only his first sentence, you take seriously. Why? If the Torah Kedibur should work, so even if you say two sentences one after another, as long as the Torah Kedibur should be fine. Our Mishnah, the only exclusion that we had, that we said that you could say two Maestros together, is only if you say it in one sentence. You say, Kalkol b'chaverto, one basket or another. But if you say two sentences, even if it's very close to each other, you always will take only his first sentence seriously, only Tfois Lashem Rishon. So you see from here that even Torah Kedibur, Ramey holds, you listen only to the first sentence. Says the Gemara, the following few lines very hard to understand based on the Girsa that we have. So we're going to use the Girsa of the Vilna Goyen. So the Vilna Goyen, Omar Ravino, Moide Ramey Lechachomim, Boyer Beima Zu Tmura Tachat Shnei Zvachim Elu, Shecholu Shneim. So, similar to what we said over here, that when you say one sentence, it does work, according to Rameir, because he's not saying two separate sentences. So, also by Tumor, that's how it works. If you say Tumor, Oilo, Tumor, Shlomim, Rameir says you take seriously only his first sentence. But if you said one sentence, he says, I want this animal to be Tumor on these two, in one sentence, so then it does work. Even according to Rameir, this Baim will be Tumor for both. So, in that case, Rameir agrees to a Chachamim. Because he said it all in once. If you go in two sentences, you take seriously only the first one, meaning the Gemara just re-emphasized over here that even Torah Kedibur, you just listen to the first sentence. Says the Gemara, Rav Shmuel bar Avitzchi b'Shem Rav Huna. Rav Shmuel bar Avitzchi says differently in Rameir. He said that Rameir said it said that only if it was not Torah Kedibur. He said Zot Moras Oilo, he had a little break, and then said Zot Moras Shlomim, too late, it's already an Oilo. But if he says Zot Moras Oilo, and then Torah Kedibur changed his mind, he could change his mind, Torah Kedibur. So that doesn't go with what we said till now. We said that we always take the first sentence more seriously. Says the Gemara, Kama Miskaven, Livchoyz, Kama Miskaven, Lo Yosef. It's not a contradiction to what we said. In the case that Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak and Rav Huna, we're talking about a person who's changing his mind. I want Tumor Soilo. Actually, I do not want it to be Tumor Soilo. So Torah Kedibur, you could change your mind and you regret what you said. But in the cases that we spoke before, he's not changing his mind. He just wants to add what he said. He said it's Oilo. He says also, I want it to be also Shlomim. Or in our case of our Mishnah, he says I want the Tumor and Maestros of one basket to be in the other. And in addition, I want the second to be in the first. To add what you said, that you can do. Meaning if you're taking seriously your first sentence, the first sentence is the Iker, the second is not. If you want to be Choyzabon and take away your first sentence, then you could do Torah Kedibur. But says the Gemara, in our case, even Torah Kedibur, you can't change your mind. And that's what the Gemara says, Oh my Rezu Trumo, Fil Torah Kedibur, Eino Choyzabon. You can't change your mind, Torah Kedibur. Why? Odom Nishal Al Gdeishoy. And says the Gemara, Dafen Gimel, Vein Odom Nishal Al Trumosoy. Meaning, Hegdish, many times the person does a Hegdish, and then he goes to the Chacham and takes it away. So it's normal to change your mind about Hegdish. Person has a good intention, he wants to give the animal to Hegdish, then he decides to do something else. There are cases, it's common for one to change his mind regarding Hegdish. Regarding Truma, a person doesn't usually change his mind. As Reb Chaim points out, there is a way to be Nishal on Truma as well. There's such a concept. But it's not very common, it doesn't usually happen. Why not? Because there's no choice, a person does have to take Truma in order to eat his fruits. A person has to be Mafish Truma, there's no way out of it. So if he says Truma, usually he won't change his mind. Hegdish, a person can change his mind and decide not to give something to Hegdish. He's not obligated to give something to Hegdish. So therefore, by Hegdish, when a person said this is a Tumura of this, and wants to change his mind, Torah Kedibur, he can still change his mind because he's not 100% settled with that decision. But by Truma, the most times people don't change their mind, we say when a person said Truma, he really had a final decision about that, and he cannot change his mind, even Toch Kedei Dibur. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Dmai, Daf Ayin Beis.